Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Valtina, Gloppo, and Blar are headed to the relay ship to broadcast their act in hopes of a better gig. Pangla, Huffalumphagus, Sondra, and Dan Kent are on their way to the relay ship to broadcast Pangla's message of love. Valborg and Fuzzo are on their way because they pushed a button. Also, the Krumnux is about to arrive. What is to be done for you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 4, Krumnux, Krumnux, Burning Bright.
Behold me, the Krumnux. I'm here. Hello? What the herf is floving on here? Where is everyone?
I'm here, sir. Nogus. I run the waste disposal area.
There are 8 regional Krumnux, of which I am one. We subrule the Trogulian quasi-mercantile galactocracy via fiat of the Trinox. And when one of us deigns to bestow our beneficent visage upon one of these outer franchised worlds, we expect some adulation. Or at least proper protocol. Even garbage world pudding hubs like this ugly blue rock.
Right, but...
Don't right but me. I am the Krumnux. The Trogus would be not if we had not attained the thought quite early off what Commerce offered us, the promise of a bottomless extravagance and tactfulness to rise above the average races you might find. I am the eminent example of our species chosen mantle, unafraid to take a gamble in the chase of all gains ample, leveraging our profits with no reverence or tolerance for those of thorough mind. The earnings I've been turning in the service of a flourishing empire's evident. So when I grant a visit formal, expect I am deserving of a little more respect. I am the richest of the Krumnux, don't act dumb, Nux, move your buttocks. I'm the summit of abundance, blast the trumpets, rouse these bumpkins. Make way for the Krumnux, give a cheer. I am here.
Yes, all that, but at this current moment, I am the only...
Pardon while you chattered, I engage in larger matters, traded Saturn for some atoms that I flipped for several gases, fed rumors to the rabble, worked the market to a lather, and came out with 20 suns. You see, the secret I've determined is that nothing's truly worthless. You can mine it, skin its surface, put its people into service, throw the rest into the furnace, sell the product for a surplus, and purchase once again. All matter is commodity, be it rocketry or colony, all meat becomes a meal. Because all things are merely property, the novelty will fetch a fee if you can work the deal. So, while we've conversated, sold the time, you kept me waiting, inflated it and traded it for trumpets, here's to playing them. Make way for the Krumnux, give a cheer, I am here.
How? What? I don't even know how to play these. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, even
you've
if I wanted to...
You've been listening all the time, you've been given for the visit to this prison, in this distant rippling system, is a treasure simply glistening, I should charge a small commission for the privilege of all you might learn. I don't just offer such an honor to any sort of pauper unless I hope to prosper time is funny, feel the coffer, or else so you're a robber at the very least to bother with a hubris yet unearned. If your credit is in deficit, this conversation's ended, I have just no time for you. But turn your losses into profit, let's keep talking in the topic, there's just so much we can do. Time is money and I'm lending, so why are you the one that's spending all my patience? Are we done yet? Time's a wasting, sound those trumpets. Make way for the Krumnux, give a cheer, I am here. Your lesson's done, now sound the drums, announce that I'm dispaced. The sooner we do, the sooner it's through and I'll leave this wretched place. I am the richest of the Krumnux, don't act dumb, Nux, move your buttocks. I'm the summit of abundance, blast the trumpets, rouse those pumpkins. Make way for the Krumnux, give a cheer, I am here.
Now where is my greeting party? Where is Commander Krogus?
He's gone. He went to the planet's surface for some reason.
Ugh, that do-gooder's probably off gooding doo. So where is Lesser Commander Bogus?
We've been unable to reach him.
Well, this is a Fraster Klux.
Are the interstellar cameras at least working?
Yeah, I think so. They're filling the stadium with natives. The broadcast should be fine.
Thank the Uriont for that. Now, I need a retinue. Who is on this station?
Don't you have the space fleet with you? There's a whole armada of armed warships. Certainly some of them could go down with you.
Oh, it's just for show. They're all on autopilot. We don't want to pay a whole crew. I'm not made of Glynox.
Well, we're pretty bare bones here, too. It's just me, Hogus, Tsogus, three Roguses, and Drogus.
I'll take them all. Except you. You keep the relay station running. Oh, and have Drogus do a really cool flyby when I give my speech to show our military power.
You want me to stay here? By my lonesome?
You'll be fine. Just make sure to push the button in the very center of the station that will start the broadcast.
The button in the very center?
The very center. You'll be fine. I mean, there's an armada of warships in orbit.
But you just said they're only for show.
Show enough. Now, I must get to this stupid planet's nitrogen-rich atmosphere. Ugh. Send the station crew to my ship. And get Drogus in his attack ship doing flybys immediately. With barrel rolls. Lots of barrel rolls. Bye, Drogus.
Bye, Drogus.
Hooray! We're in space!
Huh. I would have thought it'd be a bigger deal. Leaving the Earth, being up in space, but... Oh, look! There's a fleet of giant ships circling around the Earth.
It's the Krumnox's war fleet. Lots of blasters, but we can slip through and get to the relay ship, no problem.
How are you sure?
Oh, there's a... I read about it in a... space book?
That sounds not at all suspicious! Hooray!
Just a heads up. There's no toilet paper in the restroom.
These ships don't have bathrooms, did you... Oh, never mind. I don't want to know.
Good work, Huffy dear. Soon the Trogus will pay. You're doing so well.
Thanks. I couldn't do this without you.
Who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, a bird? You know, the space and its wings. Flap, flap. Okay, that explains that. Let us never speak of that again. Oh, look, we're coming up on the station. We'll have to force our way inside. Let me check the comm frequencies.
This is no good. We're in space. We're in space! Oh, where are you going, ship? Answer me. I demand it.
We seem to be heading towards that giant relay ship.
Ugh, the worst kind of ship. But you know what the best ship is?
Not the ships you sent to save the Fuzzed when you let the fleshies of Greenland die as my home sank into the sea due to your dark worship of the Fuzz!
I was going to say friendship. Oh, look, our ship is sending a signal to that big ship.
Diggity viggity, Blore, we're gonna be famous. We're gonna have 6-quadrant multi-dimensional appeal.
First things first, we broadcast and get sweet Humphalophagus.
Sure, Toots, we're all blondes over that love sap. And maybe we'll star in the hologram picture of the story. I'll be you, and Blore will be Huff. Or better yet, I'll be you and Huff. Blore will be me, and I'll be Blore. Oh, sure. Plenty of merch. Action figures, inaction figures, limited edition con exclusive ones that look basically the same, but the paint is a little
different. Wow. What is that?
Interrupting me is what that is. That there's the relay ship. And on that ship is our destiny.
We're really up and off to space now. Wow.
Relax, you're gonna love the ride. By that I mean the trippin' more, we're gonna wow them, ain't we? Ooh. That big old relay station in the sky.
I am so glad that we're together. We're really somewhere new this time.
Space is easy, nothing tough.
It's like a big old empty hug that's wrapped around the Earth. We're gonna be fine.
Well, here we go into the great unknown. Our life's so far below. We're on our way. We'll rise above.
Journey into space!
how the world is so dang tiny. Really makes you think about your place.
Controls are stuck, we're on a course dictated by a pre-programmed force to dock within the relay station's bay. This isn't how I planned my day.
And off we go into the great unknown. Our home so far below, we're on our way. What lies inside, what future does he hide? Together we'll discover what awaits on our long day's journey into space.
This is great, an endless vacuum.
I hope this station has a bathroom.
I'm scared, I'm worried, onward!
Hurry! Show.
We'll free the rebels.
I'll broadcast hope.
Yes, things are finally looking good for me.
Please send us home.
Man, I really need to pee.
Oh, here we are, out among the stars, where we will constellate and choose our fate. It's growing near, our future's finally here, somewhere just inside those metal gates.
Hurry, can't be late.
Oh, here we go, into the great unknown, our home so far below. We're on our way. What lies inside? What does our future hold? Together we'll discover what awaits. Find what changes wait in a new day. From our long day's journey into space. Space is huge and I'm so minuscule.
I feel like I'm sitting on a swimming pool.
I told you to go.
Now, we just need to send our signal to the relay ship and get them to open the Woga side bay door. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Oh, what now? We're just floating here.
Welcome to the relay station. I will send out a signal to ask for the Nogus side bay door to open.
No! Go back to Earth! Earth!
Valborg, make it go back.
Listen, you sleek, well-designed craft. Take us back to Earth.
Nope. Requesting access. Would you like some herf while you wait?
What's herf?
Who cares? It's free. Herf us!
Oh!
Ow!
Gross. It's so slimy and sticky.
Very gross. But it tastes a bit of licorice.
I hate space.
Ah, here we are, the relay station. We just need to request that they open the Sogus side bay door.
How do we do that?
Huh, yeah. That is a real Vungarian Yiddlemoose of a scratcher. No, we can't just ask them. Asking is for amateurs. Ah, I got it and I got it good. Yes, space gonorrhea. Weaponized space gonorrhea. I got that, sure. But I'm not talking about that. I'll do some of my bafo impreciationes. Dig this. Hello, your roar and, your riris. This is, quite the space day. Ha ha! Bazoom! That was Guver Brav, Prime Minister of the Yoror Coalition.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Do you even know what Guver Brav sounds like?
No, but I know what terrible sounds like.
Fine. I got another trick up my black sack. Open a channel. Here we go.
This is Imperial Naj of the Bremium Planetary Union. I
got a whistle in my tizzle. Bazoom! Quick, close channel.
What was that?
It's still a work in progress, but on the ice moon of Jimmitz, that kills. Yes, Blore, technically all words kill on Jimmitz because its atmosphere turns words into small pointy sticks that then fly at the person you're talking to, impaling them. But she didn't need to know that.
Well, I guess all we can do now is wait.
Shut up! Stupid beeping. How is it there are four ships requesting landing and none are scheduled? And I have to beam the Crumnox's speech and no one is here. I'm just a lowly sewage repair specialist. Oh, by the Ur-Yunch, this is terrible. Stupid! What would my dead brother say if he could see me?
You'll never find the secret jewel of Mogus the Great. Never!
I will find that jewel! I'm glad I killed you. Flurzit! I'm just going to open the doors. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? There's an automated armada around the planet. Earth is probably the safest place in the galaxy right now. Now, to never think about those doors again. Yep. When a problem comes along, ignore it. That's how you do it.
We made it. Now we just get to the center and broadcast the message.
And then hugs all around.
All around what?
Come on! There's no time!
Where are we? Looks like some sort of central room in which you would press a button to broadcast a message.
Yeah, but no escape pods.
Ah, this must be the control.
What? Feltina?
Templar Fossil?
We made it.
Yeah!
Look, Ophelophagus.
Feltina?
Fuzzo?
Pangla?
Dankant?
Hooray!
Valborg?
Ophelophagus!
Feltina!
Fuzzo? Pangla?
Dankant?
Hooray!
Ophelophagus?
Feltina!
Fuzzo? Pangla?
Dankant?
Ophelophagus!
Feltina!
Oh, a bathroom. Finally.
Okay, now that all the do-hows and how-dos is out of the way, what is everyone doing on this relay ship? Terrific. Let's try that again. And let's act like a Gromax on prom night. Nice and easy.
Okay, now, just a little more foundation under the gills.
Easy with the makeup. I'm not a Vlur. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not. What have you heard?
Okay, Crumnox, baby, we got the banners, the backdrop, the guy Drogus is doing flybys, oh, and a shiny podium with the box to give you some extra height. Tight angles, shooting from above to hide that double gill flap. More foundation on there. But the speech will be amazing. Total coverage. Boom, baby. Boom.
Let's get some of the pudding slaves in the background, you know, to show how happy these simpletons are about our takeover. Young ones. Recently hatched, maybe. But camera ready. These nose things humans have is gross, so remove any of those.
Sure, sure, but we don't call them slaves anymore. It's interns now.
In my day, it was slaves, and they were happy to be it. They're lucky we don't just put them on a rocket and blast them into the sun. The financial strain of subjugating inferior beings is a net loss, overall. But, you know, the greater good.
And the pudding.
Right. Enough with the makeup! I am as I am. Now, where do I make my entrance?
Right this way, sir. Right this way.
Okay, I'm back from the bathroom. Have y'all solved it?
Yeah! I'll send my message of love!
But first I, Glorpo, will do a little warm-up. Show off my comedic skills.
And then I close it out with some juggling.
We never agreed to the juggling.
My bro can juggle if he wants. Come on, best brother. Let's go work out the details. Everyone, break into groups!
Hoff! Oh, I missed you so.
Oh, Valtina. Me too.
I was so worried. I tried to...
I know. Me too. It's...
We don't have time for this. You know what you must do.
I need to get the relay started.
Okay, that's fine. I guess we'll talk later.
Must bring phase resistors online.
You did always have a soft spot for resistors. Remember that long weekend in Fuzzborg?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Valtina, I'm sorry. Once I get this done, we can be together.
Of course. Why don't I give you the back rub while you work? Work my magical paws on your stuffing.
Oh, it's a deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Fun account right there. Okay.
Someone's coming.
Maybe it's a singing telegram.
If by singing you mean death, and by telegram you mean Trogus forces.
Yes, about the singing. Note, telegram. Telegram was peace.
The doors. Opening. Look.
Combo lady sensors detect. Matriarch, it is we.
Indeed. Praise the orb.
First Lady Robots!
My girls! But there's only two of you and you're all mixed up.
Yes, after the Trogus invasion, we were all badly damaged. We had to be unified to salvage our systems. We are what remains. We found a scientist who was working on a special program.
We don't have time for that now. We're saving the Earth.
You didn't need to interrupt them.
Yeah, rude. But watch this juggling.
You're very bad at that!
I just always assumed I could juggle.
It's okay! I love you!
You do? No one has ever said that, except when forced by my fuzz troopers. I love you too, sister.
That's great. Looks like everything wrapped up nicely.
Actually, there's still a lot to do.
It's just a saying.
We don't have that saying in Greenland.
Well, this is space, so...
Hey, look, everybody says things. You both should get along. You guys are basically the same.
What? No, we're not. I'm a tough female mechanical engineer with the soft side.
And I'm a no-nonsense Greenlandic tracker with a heart of gold.
But I learned a lot about Val and our travels. And I read this self-published fanzine Pangla wrote about you, Sandra.
Yeah, it's some downtime. Now, I'm a published author. The zine is called Sandra, that lady who helped me with becoming Lady Liberty, an inside story. And the rest of the pages are just drawings of turkeys. I use my hand to make the turkey. Also, a word jumbo? The answer is pasta.
Spoiler alert! Once again, your alarm came too late. I never did get it to work right.
Well, I never got my extendo spear to retract without a double tap.
Maybe we are more alike than we are different.
Like the snowdrifts in winter. We both have a lot of depth.
Huffy baby, have you patched into the broadcast channel? Because all this schmaltz, it's giving me nodules on my slime pores.
I'm almost done.
Well, maybe I can help with the...
No! Stay back, Earthling!
Oh, okay, fine. Wait, you're linking all the Armada ships. Why are you doing that?
Reasons.
What?
Wait, are you charging their quark missiles?
Gumbuxum Squee Solel! I, the Krumnox, declare the Earth to be... What the hell are those lights in the sky? Missiles? Coming straight at... Oh, Flarnberg.
You blew it up.
The Earth is gone.
My hat! Ah! I left it down there. No! Oh my goodness! The Earth destroyed? Our heroes homeless? Why would Huffalumpagus do that? Can the Earth be put back together? Find out next time on Our Dumb Universe, Episode 5, The Hand Puppet's Tale.
Finally gone and done it. I'm reeling from the side. Apologies are in order, boy, we're blushing. I wish we'd done you right. I get it if you're angry, I'm sure I would be too. If I put up with half the junk we went and done to you. Don't mean to compare, but two for me, it's pretty rough. Cause you're where I was keeping all my stuff. Adios, Earth. It's been fun. Seems we really screwed the poochie on this one. Adios, Earth. Ciao and so long. Feels super duper weird now that you're gone. Turn around, boys. Yeah, we just keep on the keeping on. Well, hopefully you're in some planet heaven. Where planet Jesus reigns. Where all his angels are in attendance. Strumming Saturn's rings to ease your pain. And maybe you'll look down on us, the few that still remain. And wonder why you fed us and gave us a place to stay. We couldn't have hoped to be here without your love and grace. So I guess this is your fault too in some ways. Adios, Earth, sure got you good. Like some of us were pretty sure we would. Adios, Earth, you sure were swell. And perhaps we'll see you soon again in hell. Guitar! Don't know what it was that got into us. But we sure wanted you dead. Scorch and torch your forest, choked your oceans, poisoned you everywhere we spread. Perhaps we all were sadists, or maybe just a plague, a common sort of cancer for a planet of your rage. Whatever was the reason, I guess I'm here to say, sorry that we murdered you today. Adios, Earth, it's been fun. See, we really pooped the bucket on this one. Adios, Earth, we did you wrong. Feels super duper weird now that you're gone. But we're all dead now too, oh well, so long. Yeehaw! Play us out, band.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. We'd like to take this time to thank all our amazing patrons and Kickstarter backers who made this season possible. You're the spaghetti to our meatballs, the linguine to our clam, the... Man, I'm hungry. What's there to eat here? Just a bunch of yams? Where do these come from? Oh, right. The spell.
Well, I am what I am. Saying that is part of the spell. But you can yam with us anytime when you make sure to like, rate, subscribe, and most of all, have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
You'll never find the secret jewel of Mogus the Great. Never, never!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.